Pocket Mantra, Mantra. Pocket Mantra, Pocket Mantra, Pocket Mantra, Pocket Mantra, Mantra, Pocket Mantra.
Good evening and welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I am Anubha Rohatgi with my co-anchor Prachi Priya.
Namaskar, aarthik khabron ke saath Market Mantra hazir hai. Khabron par charcha karne ke liye studio mein aamantrit hain varishth aarthik vishleshak Sushma Ramchandran. Sushma ji, namaskar. Karyakram mein aapka bahut bahut abhinandan.
Dhanyawad Prachi.
Charcha shuru karenge shrotao, magar usse pehle aaiye sunen headlines.
Thank you Prachi. Benchmark domestic indices fall nearly 1%. Sensex sinks over 750 points. Nifty settles at 25,049. Major Asian markets continue upward trajectory and global crude oil prices rise more than 1.5%.
देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांकों में आज लगभग 1% की गिरावट. सेंसेक्स 750 अंक से ज्यादा गिरा, वहीं निफ्टी 25,049 पर बंद हुआ. एशिया के प्रमुख शेयर बाजार सकारात्मक रुख के साथ बंद हुए और कच्चे तेल की कीमतें 1.5% से अधिक बढ़ी.
Listeners, this is specially for you. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not that of Akashvani. Akashvani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision.
बिल्कुल श्रोताओं, कोई भी सलाह अपने जांच परख के साथ लें. आइए चलते हैं पहली खबर की तरफ. देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी पिछले सत्र में मिली थोड़ी रिकवरी के बाद आज सभी क्षेत्रों में बिकवाली के दबाव से लगभग 1% गिर गए. कारोबार की शुरुआत सकारात्मक रुख के साथ हुई, लेकिन जल्दी ही बाजार ने अपनी गति खो दी. दोपहर के सत्र में मुनाफा वसूली के चलते बिकवाली तेज हुई और दोनों सूचकांक अंततः गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. सेंसेक्स 770 अंक गिरकर 81,538 पर बंद हुआ, जबकि निफ्टी 241 अंक गिरकर 25,049 पर आ गया. बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के व्यापक बाजार में और भी अधिक गिरावट देखने को मिली. मिड कैप सूचकांक में 1.5% से अधिक की गिरावट आई, जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 2.2% की गिरावट दर्ज की गई.
बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडिसेस द सेंसेक्स एंड द निफ्टी शेड नियरली 1% टुडे अमिड सेलिंग अक्रॉस ऑल सेक्टर्स आफ्टर अ शॉर्ट लिव्ड रिकवरी इन द प्रीवियस सेशन. मार्केट्स ओपन्ड ऑन अ पॉजिटिव नोट बट सून पेयर्ड देयर अर्ली गेन्स स्लिपिंग इनटू नेगेटिव टेरिटरी. The sell-off intensified in the afternoon session amid profit booking, and both indices eventually settled lower ahead of a long weekend. The Sensex fell 770 points to close at 81,538, while the Nifty slid 241 points to settle at 25,049. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended with deeper cuts. The mid-cap index lost more than 1.5%, while the small-cap index plunged 2.2%.
सेंसेक्स में शामिल 30 में से 23 कंपनियों के शेयरों में गिरावट दर्ज की गई. सबसे अधिक नुकसान झेलने वाली कंपनियों में सबसे पहले अदानी पोर्ट्स 7.5% से अधिक, एटर्नल 6.3% और इंडिगो लगभग 4.3% नीचे आए. वहीं शीर्ष लाभ कमाने वाली कंपनियों में सर्वप्रथम हिंदुस्तान यूनिलिवर 0.9% से अधिक, टेक महिंद्रा 0.8% और इन्फोसिस 0.4% से अधिक बढ़े.
Among the sectoral indices at the BSE, all 22 sectors ended on a negative note. Services plunged the maximum 4.2%, utilities lost over 3.5%, and realty fell over 3.3%. The overall market breadth at the BSE was negative, as shares of 2,887 companies declined, shares of 1,321 companies advanced, while shares of 153 companies remained unchanged.
बात करेंगे रुपए की. अंतरबैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में डॉलर के मुकाबले रुपया 33 पैसे घटकर अपने सबसे निचले स्तर 91.95 रुपए प्रति डॉलर पर दर्ज हुआ. दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की मजबूती मापने वाला डॉलर सूचकांक अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार के दौरान 98.3 5 पर चल रहा था। सुषमा जी, मैं ये आपसे पूछना चाहूंगी कि ये अजीब एक विचित्र सा जो है नकारात्मक माहौल, हम कहें कि हताशा से भरा माहौल बाजार में हम देख पा रहे हैं। बाजार की चाल को अगर हम देखें तो पिछले एक सप्ताह में जो भी हमने ट्रैक किया उसमें हम देख पा रहे हैं कि 3 दिन अनुभव
5 में से 4 सत्र थे वो नेगेटिव में गए।
बिल्कुल, तो ये क्या किस तरीके से हम इसे परसीव करें?
देखिए, ये जो नकारात्मक जो माहौल है ये ज्यादातर जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन्स की वजह से है, और इन जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशन्स में सबसे अहम भूमिका रही है यूएस की, और वो यूएस के जो प्रेसिडेंट है डोनाल्ड ट्रंप। और पिछले हफ्ते या 10 दिन में यही बात चल रही है कि ग्रीनलैंड में क्या होगा। तो ग्रीनलैंड में अगर यूएस उसमें वहां पर कोई हमला कर ले और वो अपने ही नेटो एलाय के साथ वो भिड़ जाए तो क्या होगा? जो सेटल्ड हमारी रिलेशनशिप्स हैं, हमारी वर्ल्ड ऑर्डर है, उसको क्या होगा? तो ये जो घबराहट है दुनिया भर में, उसका असर हमारी मार्केट्स में आ रहा है।
जी, बट सुषमा जी, दैट हैपेंड, यू नो, यू राइट डी सेड दैट दिस इज व्हाट वाज अफेक्टिंग द मार्केट्स, और रादर मार्केट्स वर यू नो टेकिंग क्यूज फ्रॉम देयर। बट देन यूएस प्रेसिडेंट ट्रंप हैज ऑलरेडी सेड दैट ही इज नॉट गोइंग टू गो इन, यू नो, फॉर अ मिलिट्री एक्शन इन द ग्रीनलैंड, एंड वी सॉ द, यू नो, द इम्पैक्ट ऑफ दैट ऑन द मार्केट्स यस्टरडे, दे क्लोज्ड इन द ग्रीन।
यस,
सो अगेन टुडे वी आर सीइंग दिस काइंड ऑफ अ वॉलेटिलिटी।
यस, सो यू आर एब्सोल्युटली राइट अनुभा। Yesterday's statement by Donald Trump that he is not going to take military action in Greenland, and that he has reached some agreement with the NATO chief, had brought relief to the Indian market. And but the point is that again, there has been some concern raised by the fact that Denmark has said that they do not know the contours of the deal.
Yes.
Greenland Prime Minister has said they do not know the contours of the deal, and that they are concerned about the sovereignty of their country. And in this, I must also point out, because, you know, if you will see the Asian markets, those have not fallen to the extent that India has. So why are Indian markets more sensitive to these statements by Donald Trump, by the geopolitical tensions? And that is because for the last few months, there has been concern over the Indo-US trade deal, which seems to be always on the verge of being concluded, but nothing is actually coming forward. So this is the reason that Indian markets are definitely more sensitive to what is happening in the United States, because there is a lot of tension over the fact that, you know, we have not arrived at this deal, whereas all the other Asian countries have done so.
Yes.
So, you know, our tariffs are the highest at punitive level.
Absolutely.
Of 25% initially, and then 25% over Russian oil. And now, of course, there is the threat over, you know, trading with Iran. The U.S. president has said another 25% tariffs on anybody who is trading with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trading with the small quantities, but we are doing some small amount of trading with Iran. So this is the reason that the Indian markets are definitely more sensitive to what is happening on both the U.S. on the geopolitical front, as well as on whatever statements are being made by the U.S. president.
कहीं ना कहीं आप मानती हैं कि world order, मतलब economy के perspective से कि ये reset होने जैसा है?
बिल्कुल रीसेट होने जैसा है, जैसे आपने कहा, क्योंकि जो इतने पिछले एक साल से, जब से ये नया प्रेसिडेंट आया है अमेरिका का, तो जो ट्रेड की नजरिए से अगर आप देखें तो वर्ल्ड ट्रेड ऑर्गेनाइजेशन के बारे में अभी कोई बात ही नहीं कर रहा। हालांकि देवोस में किसी ने कहा कि वो जो WTO की डायरेक्टर जनरल कहती है कि अभी भी 80% जो ट्रेड है वो WTO गाइडलाइंस के अंदर चल रहा है, लेकिन यूएस ने अब WTO को छोड़ के जो रूल्स बेस्ड ऑर्डर हमने बनाया है, हमने मतलब सारे इतने सारे देशों ने मिलकर बनाया, उसको छोड़ के वो इंडिविजुअल ट्रेड टाइज, ट्रेड पैक्ट्स बना रहे हैं कंट्रीज के साथ। तो उसके साथ साथ और भी लोग अपने इंडिविजुअल ट्रेड पैक्स बना रहे हैं। अब हम भी इंडिया भी बना रहा है, हमने ओमान के साथ किया, हमने UAE के साथ किया, ऑस्ट्रेलिया के साथ किया, यूके के साथ किया, और अब आने हम करने जा रहे हैं यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ सबसे बड़ा।
एंड आई एम वेरी ग्लैड दैट यू ब्रॉट अप दिस फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट दैट इज ऑन द एनुअल विद द, और रादर दैट इज टू बी जस्ट फाइनलाइज एंड साइंड नेक्स्ट वीक विद द इंडिया EU इंडिया फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट। सो व्हाइल वी टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस वीक एंड हाउ द मार्केट्स रिएक्टेड, यू नो, ऑलमोस्ट 2% फॉल अक्रॉस बोथ द मेजर इंडिसेस, Coming to the next week, what are the cues that are going to impact the market? Do you think, because this India-EU FTA is due to be signed on 27th January. So do you think that's going to have some kind of positive impact on the markets? Can we expect that?
It will certainly. But the fact is that, you know, it's very interesting. The U.S., whatever deals are, whatever relationship we have with the U.S. has kind of seems to have caught the imagination of the stock markets, even though trade with the European Union is at the same level, slightly higher. So than with the United States. So there seems to be very little recognition of that because of the media hype over everything that Donald Trump does. And therefore, there's a feeling that, you know, the world will fall down if we do not have this agreement with the United States. The fact is that the November trade data is showing that not only have our exports gone up, our exports to the United States have gone up despite the 50% tariffs. And it has, and other, you know, key areas which we were very worried about, such as gems and jewelry, there has there's been a diversification to other markets. And, you know, there was a feeling that these are sectors which would collapse. So despite the fact that this good news is coming in, the markets, our markets are sentiment driven. And as I said, the United States and Donald Trump are very high profile. So though the European Union, trade with the European Union is very important, and it is of the same level as with the United States. They probably, the markets may will definitely react positively, but not to the extent that they would if there was an Indo-US trade deal.
Right. Let's move on to the next story, Prachi.
जी, रुक करते हैं एशिया और यूरोप के बाजार की तरफ. आज प्रमुख एशियाई शेयर बाजार मुनाफा कमाकर बंद हुए. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 1.3% बढ़ा. दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी सूचकांक लगभग 0.8% बढ़ा. हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग इंडेक्स 0.4% से अधिक बढ़ा. चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स 0.3% से अधिक बढ़ा और जापान का निकेई सूचकांक 0.3% की बढ़त के साथ बंद हुआ. बैंक ऑफ जापान ने अपने आर्थिक विकास पूर्वानुमानों को बढ़ाया और प्रमुख नीतिगत दर को 0.75% पर स्थिर रखा. इससे पहले जापान की प्रधानमंत्री सनाए तकाइची ने प्रतिनिधि सभा को भंग कर 8 फरवरी को आम चुनाव करने की घोषणा की. प्रमुख यूरोपीय सूचकांक आज मिले जुले रुख के साथ कारोबार कर रहे थे. जर्मनी का डैक्स लगभग 0.4% बढ़ा. लंदन का फुटसी 0.1% से अधिक बढ़ा और फ्रांस का कैक अंतिम समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 0.3% से अधिक गिरावट के साथ नजर आया.
Let's move on to the US markets. Major US indices ended higher yesterday for the second straight session. Investor sentiment improved amid easing geopolitical tensions, while data highlighted American economic resilience. The Nasdaq Composite Index jumped 0.9%. Dow Jones Industrial Average rose over 0.6%, and the S&P 500 ended over 0.5% up. On the economic front, according to the US Bureau of Economic Analysis, BEA, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, that is the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure, showed inflation at 2.8% in November for both headline and core readings. This is slightly up from 2.7% recorded in October in both bases. Earlier on Thursday, the BEA also reported that the U.S. economy grew at an upwardly revised 4.4% annualized rate in the third quarter of 2025, the fastest pace in 2 years. The economy was previously estimated to have grown at 4.3% rate in July to September quarter, after expanding at 3.8% pace in the second quarter. Sushmaji, the U.S. Fed Reserve, their open market committee meeting, FOMC, is due later this month, you know, on the 27th and 28th. Now, if you look at the inflation figures that have come out for November and December, for November rather, 2.8%, what is your expectation? Are we looking at a fourth consecutive rate cut? Because if you look at 2025, the U.S. Fed held onto the, you know, their rates, interest rates for the first 5 sessions.
Yes.
But then there were continuous, the next 3 sessions, there were rate cuts.
Yes.
So given the fact that inflation, if you look at the inflation figures and if you look at the economy, the the pace at which grew, what is your expectation?
Well, I would think that they would probably hold on. But of course, you know, in these kind of things, one doesn't know. The fact is that inflation is inching up slightly.
Yes. It is still above the US Fed's, you know, yes, ideal mark of 2%.
You know, they're not a developing economy like us, and therefore their level, desirable level, is much lower.
Yes.
So therefore, and with the economy going at, again, a relatively rapid pace, again, for a developing economy, 4.4% is very good. And, you know, these are very large economies, and for them to move at that pace is creditable. In fact, it is quite surprising, people have been saying that despite the kind of measures that Donald Trump has been taking, the impact on the U.S. economy has not been that much. One of the reasons apparently is that the full impact of the tariff measures have not been passed on so far to the American consumers.
Okay.
But it is coming. It is coming down because slowly, gradually being passed on to the consumers. And that hit is going to be taken shortly. What is also interesting here is the fact that this unemployment has increased. And that has been a concern in the U.S. So despite the fact that the economy is growing well, you are having, more unemployment. And that, in fact, has been some analysts have linked it to the situation like in India, where although our GDP is growing fast, our employment level is not growing as fast as we would like.
Let's move on to commodities. Global crude oil prices rebounded today after U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats against major oil producer Iran, reigniting concerns of military action that could disrupt supplies. Trump said that Iran was under close watch and a massive fleet was heading towards the Gulf region. Brent crude was trading over 1.6% up at $65.10 per barrel, and WTI crude was trading 1.7% higher at $60.36 per barrel when reports last came in. And joining us now on the program is energy expert Narendra Taneja. Mr. Taneja, welcome to Akashvani's Market Mantra program.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Taneja, I would like your first comment on the way the oil prices, international crude oil prices are rising, especially, you know, in the background of U.S. President Trump's threat against Iran.
You see, oil prices are typically extremely sensitive to geopolitical stress and geopolitical anxieties. Statement made by American president has caused anxiety. There is no shortage of oil. And still the prices have gone up simply because, you know, whenever there is a statement from the U.S., particularly on Iran, the market doesn't like it. An immediate reaction is the price start moving northward. But my own sense is that, you know, the threat is very much there, but I don't think that is really going to materialize in terms of, you know, any big attack on Iran that might disrupt the oil supply. Markets worries are supply, not so much about what Iran does internally or politically or domestically. Markets worry that, you know, if Iran is cornered or if there is a full-blown war between America and Iran, then Iran might hit back by actually disrupting supply, by blocking Strait of Hormuz, you know, which is a very important critical choke point as far as the exports of oil from Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait are concerned. So worry is on that issue. But as my own sense is, I really don't think we'll get to that stage, and I think things will be sorted out.
Talking about India, you know, ever since U.S. administration's sanction on Russian crude oil prices, Indian refiners, you know, have had to look for other sources. So what is your assessment of the situation? And here I would also like to add, you know, what about Venezuelan oil? Because earlier when India had stopped importing from Venezuela because of U.S. sanctions, but now after the U.S. action in Venezuela, do you think that is also a possibility? That is one of the sources?
You see, India's strategy has always been to, you know, go for diversification in terms of the supply. So we are today buying oil from 40 different countries and geography. And we have been buying more from Russia since the Ukraine war because they were offering really very attractive discounts.
Right.
So as long as discounts are there, that will continue. But at the same time, India is looking for new suppliers, and Venezuela is also very much on the radar. Whenever Venezuela is ready to export oil to India, I'm sure our refiners will go there because our refiners know Venezuela very well, and Venezuela traditionally has been a significant exporter. But are they really ready for a big chunk of, you know, oil exports to markets like India? We have to wait and see.
Mr. Taneja, thank you so much for joining us in Market Mantra. Let's talk about gold and silver prices. In the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold was trading 0.1% up at 1,57,470 rupees per 10 grams. Silver was trading over 2.3% up at 3,34,920 rupees per kilogram a short while ago.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में ताजा समाचार मिलने तक फरवरी अनुबंध वाला सोना 0.2% बढ़कर 1,56,646 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर था और वहीं मार्च अनुबंध वाली चांदी 2% बढ़कर 3,33,829 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर थी.
सुषमा जी, योर क्विक कमेंट ऑन बिकॉज यू नो इट्स अ क्वेश्चन ऑन एवरीबॉडीज माइंड, हाउ
कहां तक पहुंचेगा सोना, कहां तक पहुंचेगा
जी.
मेरे ख्याल में सोना इतना ज्यादा नहीं और चलेगा, बट मच डिपेंड्स. अगेन वी आर कमिंग बैक टू जियोपॉलिटिकल टेंशंस. बोथ गोल्ड एंड सिल्वर आर सेफ हेवन एसेट्स, मोर गोल्ड देन सिल्वर. सिल्वर हैज कम इन टू द लाइमलाइट ओनली रिसेंटली. वन ऑफ द रीजंस इज दैट देयर इज अ डिमांड फ्रॉम इंडस्ट्री एंड दैट एस्पेशली इन हाईटेक सेक्टर्स. सो द डिमांड has gone up for silver. So there's a feeling that silver will be contained. But gold will depend largely on the state of the world, let us say, on geopolitical scenario, because it is a safe haven asset. And increasingly now it is becoming so because of the fact that the country which prints the world's reserve currency, that is the dollar, is showing signs of instability at the very top. If you right. say, I would say instability in terms of the fact that you have a president who is bickering with his allies and trying to make friends with his enemies. So he's trying to come closer to China and Russia, and you know he's being in touch with them, and yet he's getting into a lot of disputes with the European Union, with NATO, and with Canada. These used to be the closest allies of the US. So there's a lot of instability and a change in the entire what we used to call the rules-based world order. And in such a scenario, not just the ordinary individual, where you talk about gold prices going up in India, central banks around the world are increasing their exposure to gold, and they are there is a sort of a drawdown in terms of US Treasury bonds. Mm-hmm. And there's a shift to gold in many countries are doing that. So gold is going to depend largely on the state of the world economy. But the fact is, it's not that we are going to get back to the gold mm-hmm. standard, but there is a feeling that gold is a safe and secure asset, and we can rely on that. So, silver, I would say, it's more a temporary phenomenon, but it's very sharp.
Mm. So from the common investor's point of view, what is your advice, you know, for those who want to, at this point in time, invest in gold and silver?
Well, you know, I think
in terms of bonds, or
any financial planners will tell you that you should keep a certain percentage, maybe 20% of your assets in bullion, in terms of bullion. Now, whether you want to do it in terms of the physical the physical asset, or in terms of funds, you know, do it
through ETF or mutual funds.
ETFs or mutual funds, you can do it in that way also. So do it, in a virtual way. You can either do it in a virtual way, which is much more convenient actually. Yes. And or you can do it in physical terms. But this is what is advised. But I personally feel that gold and silver are dead assets. But I have been proved wrong in terms of the value addition that has been going on in the last 2 years.
No wonder, Sushma, हमारी नानियाँ और दादियाँ कहती थी कि व्यक्ति का श्रृंगार और विपत्ति का आहार वो गोल्ड होता है.
वो गोल्ड होता है, बिल्कुल.
Now, let's move on. India's foreign exchange reserves witnessed a significant increase of over $14.16 billion, reaching over $701 billion for the week ending on 16th of January. According to the Reserve Bank of India, foreign currency assets, which form the largest component of the reserves, climbed over $9.6 billion to $560.5 billion this week. The change in foreign currency assets is influenced by fluctuations in currencies such as the euro, pound and yen. Gold reserves edged up by over 4.6 billion US dollars to over 117.4 billion US dollars. Conversely, special drawing rights dipped by 35 million US dollars to 18.7 billion US dollars. And central bank's position in the International Monetary Fund also dropped by 73 million US dollars to 4.68 billion US dollars. Moving on to the next story, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnav said this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum at Davos yesterday.
We have a very substantial electronics ecosystem in our country. This is the time when we will be going for getting our own Indian brands in mobile phones. We have done all the homework that is required to be done. Today and yesterday we had significant meetings with the entire ecosystem which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone, and it's a very satisfying progress. Very soon, maybe another 1 year from now or maybe max 18 months from now, we should have our own Indian brands coming out.
So, Shwadji, very short, short comment on what the minister said about India expecting to launch its own mobile brands.
But I think that's wonderful news, because it's high time that we also, we are exporting so many mobile phones, and we need to get into this territory of building our own brands, not just in mobile phones, but in many other areas.
Right. Let's move on to the next story, Prachi.
Ji. भारत और यूरोपीय संघ परिवहन व्यवस्था में आपसी भागीदारी को आगे बढ़ाने पर सहमत हुए हैं। कल दावोस में वैश्विक आर्थिक मंच से इतर यूरोपीय संघ के परिवहन आयुक्त अपोस्तोलस ज़त्ज़िकोस्तस और नागर विमानन मंत्री के राममोहन नायडू के बीच मुलाकात हुई। श्री नायडू ने बताया कि बैठक में सतत विमानन ईंधन जैसे नवाचारों, पर्यावरण अनुकूल परिवहन को प्राथमिकता देने और हरित विमानन पर ध्यान केंद्रित किया गया है। बैठक में स्थिरता, नवाचार और पर्यावरण अनुकूल परिवहन प्रणालियों पर भी चर्चा की गई।
Let's stick on the next story. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the textile industry has seen a tremendous growth in the last decade from 8.4 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to around 16 lakh crore rupees today. Inaugurating the 74th India International Garment Fair, IIGF 2026, in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said that domestic market has also increased from 6 to 13 lakh crore rupees in 2025, while the country's exports have also witnessed over 25% rise post-pandemic. The minister further noted that as of December 2025, the textiles industry has reached 29,000 crore rupees. Highlighting these achievements, Mr. Singh said that the sector has become one of the biggest platforms for generating employment. Sushmaji, what initiatives and what policies of the government would you attribute this rise to?
Well, I think they have done a great deal in terms of providing incentives, in terms of making availability of raw materials and intermediates to the textile industry. And I think that is one of the big things. And also in terms of providing, incentives for production, and especially in the handloom sector, right, which is an export-oriented sector. So I think there has been, a great deal of focus been put over the last 10 years or last decade on the textile sector. And that has enabled this, because this has been a traditional industry of India. Yes. And it was kind of languishing, but it has now certainly expanded.
And a very quick comment from you. You know, we have the Union Budget coming up in less than 10 days. Mm-hmm. What is your expectation from that? Very quick.
Well, we expect more reforms. Many more reforms, especially in the area of deregulation, and certainly more incentives and support for the export sector, which is under threat right now.
सुइया आप कह रही है कि विराम देना चाहिए. सुषमा जी, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपका आने के लिए और कार्यक्रम में भाग लेने के लिए और तमाम सवालों के जवाब देने के लिए.
थैंक यू प्राची.
And before we close, a reminder of the headlines. Benchmark domestic indices fall nearly 1%. Sensex sinks over 750 points. Nifty settles at 25,049. Major Asian stock markets continue upward trajectory, and global crude oil prices rise more than 1.5%. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye. Namaskar.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं. आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें.